From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane looks like a planned provocation, but that Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Lavrov said the incident will make Russia reconsider its relationship with Turkey. He canceled a planned trip to Turkey Wednesday, but did speak with Turkey's foreign minister and said the two agreed to meet in the coming days. Meanwhile, the Turkish prime minister, as we hear here, Ahmet Davutoğlu, spoke to lawmakers and says Turkey has no intention of straining ties with its friend and neighbor Russia. Meanwhile, the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says his country was simply defending its security when Turkish fighter jets shot down a Russian jet and that he does not want any escalation with Russia. Students in Brussels have begun returning to class after a two-day shutdown over fears of a series of simultaneous attacks that could be launched around the Belgian capital. Special measures are being taken around the city. Underground transport in Brussels is slowly starting up again after a four-day closure. This woman says that the security is more visible.
A lot of difference, yeah, because before there is no army, no police. But now we can see the police and the army, so we are a bit secured.
More details on that at voanews.com. Pope Francis is beginning his first official tour of Africa Wednesday, with stops planned in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. After his arrival in Nairobi Wednesday, the Pope will meet with President Uhuru Kenyatta and a group of diplomats at the State House. On Thursday, he will hold an interfaith meeting. This is VOA News.